Leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. KCNA did not describe the kind of weapon systems the submarine contained or where and when the inspection took place. North Korea has a large submarine fleet, but only one known experimental submarine capable of carrying a ballistic missile. Analysts said that based on the apparent size of the new submarine, it appears designed to eventually carry missiles. As former special counsel Robert Mueller prepares to testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on Wednesday, one thing that appears certain, and that is the veteran prosecutor and former FBI director will not reveal anything that's not in his final report to Attorney General William Barr. Still, Democrats are expected to hammer at former special counsel Mueller about potential examples of obstruction of justice, especially efforts to fire then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek.
They really want to highlight what they see is the most egregious examples of Donald Trump's behavior. This is a major part of their strategy, getting Robert Mueller in front of the American people. Republicans obviously are expected to defend Trump in this hearing and try to poke holes in Mueller's report and look at the origins of the investigation.
AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek. At least 14 Venezuelan states in the capital were left in the dark again Monday, reviving fears of the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. Caracas came to a grinding halt as the power outage knocked out traffic lights and stopped the subways during rush hour. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered on Puerto Rico's largest highway calling for the resignation of embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello. Monday's protest marked the 10th consecutive day of demonstrations on the island. Reuters' Jahara Jaquez has details.
Thousands of Puerto Ricans filled the streets of San Juan Monday in an unrelenting push to force their governor out. The demonstrations come a day after Governor Ricardo Rossello said he will not run for re-election next year, but stopped short of resigning.
To each Puerto Rican man and woman, I have heard you and I hear you today. I have made mistakes and I've asked for forgiveness.
Outside the governor's palace, activists listened on their phones as Rossello gave his speech, which only added fuel to the fire.
That is Reuters reporter Yahira Jackass reporting. The United States and Iran pushed full steam ahead, each country launching a new round of verbal volleys as military tensions between Tehran and the West rose to new heights on Monday. U.S. President Donald Trump did his part to ramp up the rhetoric, telling reporters at the White House that Washington was ready for the absolute worst from Iran. Meanwhile, AP's Sagar Magani says that President Trump denies Iran's story that it has arrested 17 people in the past year for spying for the United States.
An Iranian intelligence official says the recruits were all Iranian nationals arrested over the past months for spying on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites.
That's totally a false story. That's another lie.
The report comes amid rising tensions between the nations over the president pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. Asked if Washington's closer to a deal or armed conflict, he says Iran doesn't know which way it's going and continues disrespecting the U.S.
AP Sagar Magani reporting. A NASA legend has died just 2 days after the 50th anniversary of the agency's crowning achievement. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Chris Kraft was mission control for NASA. He developed the entire system starting in the 1960s, including the job of flight director, which he carried out for Mercury through Gemini and Apollo. In a speech during the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11 in 2009, Kraft minced no words when he talked about the impact of NASA's manned missions.
The greatest advancement in the state of the art in technology in the history of man.
In his 2002 book, Flight, My Life and Mission Control, Kraft wrote, "No one can overrule me. They can fire me after it's over, but while the mission is underway, I'm flight, and flight is God."
That is AP's Tim McGuire. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
One. Let's keep it moving. The best music now.